The editor, re, New Westminster shop owner. I'm really angry at the city, March 8, 2024. The story about Anita Dunn, in regard to being forced to close her business in downtown New Westminster, due to the swarms of drug addicts, and the never-ending street crime is so sad. But it's so predictable in light of the fact that our so-called justice system happens to be a useless joke, that has all but taken away the rights of law-abiding citizens, in favor of catering to drug addicts and criminals. I recently came across a passed-out individual laying in a parking stall at a 7-Eleven store. At first, he seemed to be dead, as I could not detect any breath coming out of him, so I called for an ambulance. I was told to do chest compressions, and he finally woke up, then became extremely aggressive when I told him an ambulance was on the way. I tried to explain to him that he could have been run over in the stall, but he just got more aggressive, so I let him be. This is when I realized that the only way we are ever going to get back to a safe and decent society is by recriminalizing hard drugs, with penalties for a minimum of at least 2 years in prison for possession, and at least 5 years in prison for drug dealers, and no more revolving doors for anyone caught with any type of hard drugs for any reason, whatsoever. It is long past time we clean up our streets, and make our cities safe again. Gary Tupper, New Westminster.